would like to introduce to you the town crier of the town of New Glasgow since June of 1992, representing the community at many events in Nova Scotia and competitions in Nova Scotia, as well as Ontario, British Columbia, the United States, England, and Bermuda. He is also the chairman of the Nova Scotia Guild of Town Criers and accompanied the Nova Scotia Christmas tree we send to Boston every year in recognition of supporting the city of Halifax during the Halifax explosion. And some of his highlights of the 27 years of town crier include winning the Nova Scotia Championship on two occasions, most recently in 2018, with the official proclamation tonight, Mr. Jim Stewart.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Gentlemen, boys and girls, racing fans all, today we gather to celebrate 50 years of racing at Riverside International Speedway. Since the track's inception in 1969, it has played host to some of the most exciting racing in Eastern Canada. Since then, Riverside has grown to become the state-of-the-art facility you see today, one of the top tracks on the eastern seaboard of North America. It is my honor to welcome all of you here today for these 50th anniversary celebrations. May this day truly be one well celebrated and long remembered by all. Cried aloud this 8th day of June, the year of our Lord 2019. God bless racing. God save the Queen.
Jim Stewart, everyone. And now I would like to bring out the grandchildren of John Chisholm for the official ribbon cutting of the 50th anniversary of Riverside International Speedway. And joining John's grandchildren, including Emily and Shelby, as well as Nala and Kieran, will be the granddaughters of the very first announcer here at Riverside International Speedway. Jer Bear Jerry Lawrence, holding the ribbon, is Juliana and Sophia Lawrence. Thank you very much. Fans, ladies and gentlemen, if you could please rise if you can. Before we stand for the national anthem, we would like to take a moment of silence to remember a friend, a colleague of the racing world here in the Maritimes, and that is for Alan Curry, who we lost last fall. The Maritime Motorsports community and Riverside International Speedway, we lost a valued member and, of course, a very dear friend. Alan Curry was a valued sponsor, worker, family man, friend, and he'll be missed very greatly. Please remove your caps and join us for a moment of silence for the late, great Alan Curry. Thank you. Please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem tonight by Noel Fouchier.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. Quand ton bras sait porter l'épée, il sait porter la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
We still need a 50-50 winner, Dylan.
Still no 50-50 winner?
We need a 50-50 winner. It's a white ticket, 652-376. 652-376. Look at that total, though, $2,659.
That's quite
really
a pretty penny.
Tonight.
White ticket, 652-376. You can see the 50-50. Fine, folks at the 50-50 at the top of the track.
Yeah, or they're right now at the flag stand. So if you have
that
ticket, come on down. Be happy. You just won $2,600. Drivers, please prepare your cars for competition.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and listeners around the world on Racetime Radio. Welcome to Riverside International Speedway at tonight's season opener, celebrating 50 years here at Riverside International Speedway. The year was 1969. Neil Armstrong took man's first steps on the moon. The Beatles played the final time on top of Abbey Road Studio. John Lennon recorded Give Peace a Chance in Montreal, Canada. And it was the year of Woodstock, just to name a few of the happenings in 1969. It was also the year that a young Antigonish Nova Scotia man by the name of John W. Chisholm built this big, beautiful speedway that we are all at here tonight. John Chisholm had a vision to build a racetrack second to none, a track that drivers from across the province here in Nova Scotia would be excited to compete on. No guts, no glory. When word got out about Riverside, it didn't take long for short track teams across Canada and the U.S. to know that this is a track that you just have to try. Tonight marks the beginning of the 50-year celebration. It'll be a historic season, and it all gets underway tonight in the Kaylee Honda Triple 50s. Something totally different. Have you ever heard of Riverside Roulette? You're about to find out what that's all about tonight. What do you say we get this celebration started? The Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour drivers are wound up and ready to go. Grab something cool to drink, everybody. It's race time in the Maritimes, and it starts right now. No guts, no glory. And there we go, everybody. We are set. Just getting ready for that command that won't be too far away at all. Tim Terry is down on that start-finish line, along with Dylan Langell. We have Jerry Paxton overlooking turns one and two, and Josh Paxton overlooking turns three and four here tonight at Riverside International. How you making out down there, Tim?
Drivers are still getting strapped into their race cars, so once your driver is ready, we'd ask the crew member to have the one hand held high up in the air to let us know that you're ready to go. And Dylan, there's one thing we forgot to mention during qualifying, new rule on the Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour this year, where if you win a main feature, you cannot start greater than the top 10 in the successive races throughout the season. Cole Butcher won a race. Dylan Blankhorn won a race. So the qualifying didn't go as well as they wanted to, but still outside the top 10. We mentioned that Riverside Roulette. Well, there's a little bit of Riverside Roulette, I guess, playing already with that qualifying, them starting outside. Two heavy hitters.
Yeah, and I'm very excited to see that number 21, Sean Pierce, you know, to see what he can do, getting a heat race victory a little earlier here. I'm so sorry. I should have wore a jacket. I'm shivering here. It's gotten cold.
Well, no.
Here.
You have a jacket for later on.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, you do.
I do have a jacket. Oh, just wait until lap 50. We'll dig that one out. But I'm so excited for the Kaylee Honda Triple 50s tonight. As you said, it's going to be a roulette. We don't know what's going to happen. We could have a full inversion by lap 50.
All we know is that at lap 150, somebody's going to grab that checkered flag, the Kaylee Honda Triple 50, and somebody's going to etch their name into the history books as a winner here at Riverside. So it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be great, and you're going to have to earn it if you wanted to be up front. I can't wait to get this thing kicked off, but I see a few of our drivers are still getting strapped in. So, Joe, it'll be a couple of more moments before we go green.
Absolutely not a problem. Beautiful night for listeners that are tuned in to Racetime Radio. Let me set the stage for you. A perfectly clear blue sky above us here as the sun begins to set at Riverside. Temperatures probably kicking somewhere around 12 degrees Celsius for the beginning of this race. It's going to be crisp. It's going to be cool. And We all know, Jerry Paxton, when you get a crisp, cool night like this, the horsepower comes out in these machines.
Oh, does it ever. And we're also going to be able to see a little bit more grip. I've been watching. The sun has just now stopped shining. Well, not quite. It's still over there in turn two. But the back straight is now finally coming out of the sunshine. The front straightaway has been out of the sun for a while. That asphalt that was in the sun this afternoon and nice and warm, it's going to give them a lot more grip tonight. So the guys that were a little bit loose are probably going to be right on the money tonight as they get this thing going.
You know, Josh, each year here at Riverside, this opening 150 is what we normally see is a real, real good way to get the notations that you're going to need later in the season when we come into the historic IWK 250. Tonight, you've got three distinctive 50-lap races to do. Probably not conducive to finding out what your car's going to do in 150 laps under the other way. This is going to be a different way, but it's definitely not going to be a real notebook-building type thing unless you're looking at 50-lap sprints.
Tonight stands apart, Joe, and after a great intro like you built there, I'm keyed up for this one. As you realize that this here tonight is turning the page. Another chapter starts with racing history at Riverside International Speedway. The Cayley Triple 50 is completely different. You got to get up front to claim the money, and you got to be there at the end to get the points. Tim, I see a lot of arms up there on the front straightaway.
Rob Bonus, are we ready? Rob is tweeting this, ready to go. Rob, are we ready?
I will say that we do a 50-50 winner before we get into everything. Glenn Randall of Evanston has won the 50-50 over $2,600. Congratulations. I believe we're just waiting on one more car here at the Cayley Honda Triple 50s.
So we're getting closer, Tim.
No, we're building up anticipation here.
We're waiting on the thrillmaker. Craig Ward is who we're waiting on, not to put any pressure on the Ron Arsenault Racing Riverview Body Exchange 02. Gentlemen, let's get us underway.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you Troy McLaughlin and Les Boudreau for the command.
Drivers, start your engines!
Ah, there we go. That's the sound we've been looking for, Jerry Paxton.
The sound of music. I can't wait. This is going to be a good one. We've seen a lot of speed here early in the day, and I know these drivers can set these cars up. It's going to be interesting. We've only got 50 laps until we get our first stoppage in action, and it's going to be an all-out drag strip to get to it. As we said earlier, there's about half the field on new equipment. What they're going to learn tonight is how fast they can make the car. What they have to learn when they go home is how to make it last for 250 laps.
Josh, earlier today, qualifying was done under the sunlight. Now we're getting into the twilight's part of the night. It's going to be a different track underneath these race cars. Now, what did you take away from qualifying that we're going to probably apply to what we're going to see in the first 50?
There is a lot of fast cars, Joe. I think we were only a couple of tenths separating most of this field. The 29 Greg Proud starting up front with the 91 Dylan Gosby. Watch that setup. Those two cars were lightning quick. They've got open asphalt in front of them. They'll try to figure it out in a hurry. 21 Sean Pierce. That's a surprise to everyone. He had a great run there in qualifying. We'll see how Pierce hangs on in the opening laps.
As the cars begin to circulate around the pace car here at Riverside, we've also got a Cayley Honda machine out there as well. We got a beautiful field of cars here. Up on the pole here tonight, the number 29 of Greg Proud. He's going to lead this field to green in the first 50, along with the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Make up your front row. I'm telling you what, you got a hot bunch up front, Jerry. It's going to be interesting.
It sure is, and you know, Greg Proud in that number 29, the 91 of Dylan Gosby, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. All three of those guys got to the top of the leaderboard at some point this afternoon in practice. They're all up front now. Sean Pierce, Drew Well, started that final qualifier at the front. And you know what? He was fast enough to hold the good guys back behind him. I'm not sure if he can do that for 50 laps tonight in this one, but we're going to find out very shortly.
Well, we got to do a few laps here, get some heat into that engine, get everything back up to temperature. It's been a little while since these guys were on the racetrack. The cleanup staff here giving that track one last check out there. We did have a race previous today, 75-lap sportsman race. I got the season kicked off, Tim, and they did it in fashion. A couple real bad cautions for them, but other than that, it rolled through fairly decent.
And everybody came out okay. Great to see Darren Price go to victory lane in that one. And these guys will get doubled up and ready to go. I know we're down a couple of cars this week. Darren McKinnon, I'm sure, is listening in Charlottetown. They tore up last week at the Cummins 150. Sarah McKay not here as well. Work commitments keeping her from being in the race car. Harry Ross White tore up. Terry Dugas had motor issues. So down a couple of horses here on the Maritime Pro Stock Tour this week, but still 22 strong getting ready to go green.
Some differences, too, that you'll want to maybe listen for in tonight's broadcast. Some stuff changed with the tour. One of those changes is lane choice. We've seen it in other divisions, other classes, if you will. But here in the Pro Stock Tour, we've adopted that this year. We've got it where that leader has got lane choice. Big thing here at this track.
The bonus points have changed a little bit. It's 2 points for leading the most laps. You get 1 point for leading a lap on this series. And we mentioned as well those feature winners, previous feature winners starting no greater than position number 11. So that will also change things a little bit here on this Parts Trucks Pro Stock Tour as we go through the season, of course, right here in the Kaylee Honda Triple 50s as we're just a few moments away from getting this field fired off. Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab your next door neighbors. We want to give these drivers a wave off and send them off for 150 green flag laps presented by Kaylee Honda. Come on, everybody on your feet this time. Get to waving. They'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them in the Kaylee Honda Triple 50s.
What a beautiful night for a stock car race. It's a season opener here at Riverside International Speedway, and things are about to go exactly where we've been wanting them to go, Jerry. I believe it was you who said 7 month wait. Man, oh man, it's over. We're going to start.
And we're at Riverside International Speedway. It's the best place I can think of for a Saturday night stock car race in the middle of June.
As the rolled up green flag is in hand for starter Rob Bonus, he shows the field. We are going to do this for real on the next lap. Lights go out atop the pace car. It's going to hit pit road. And Tim Terry is about to begin 50 years at Riverside. It all starts right here.
And the Kaylee Honda Triple 50 is going to kick it off. This is round number three on the Partridge Trucks Pro Stock Tour. All Island front row with Greg Proud on the loud pedal. The big Dodge leads him to green and down into corner number one. And what a launch of the 29. He's already got a length and a half on Gosby, and Pierce is going for second.
On a turn number four down the front straightaway, Greg Proud has a solid lead. Gosby in the 91, a comfortable car length over the 21 of Pierce. And here comes the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Hicken to the outside of Pierce as they go down the back straightaway, heading into turns 3 and 4. Hicken will make the pass as they hit the front straightaway.
There is a lot of movement in this field in the opening laps. Watching these cars through the corners, guys are sliding around. They are up on the wheel to find some grip as these tires start to warm up. Top five now, single file down the front straightaway.
That first side-by-side battle is between the two of Ashton Tucker and now the 54 of Jared Butcher. It's a battle for position number 7. Noggle was able to take position number 6. He works on Waylon Farrell for the spot. Cole Butcher is moving up. He's already in the top 10.
Mostly single file for your top five. Greg Proud in that number 29. He's pulling away from everyone else. Dylan Gosby in the 91, and Jonathan Hicken in the 5. Sean Pierce in the 21. Waylon Farrell rounding out your top five as we complete 5 here at Riverside.
Yeah, a lot of tense moments, a lot of slippery-looking cars right off the start. It is cool out there. Not cold, just cool. As we complete lap 6 here tonight at Riverside, this first 50, Jerry's going to go by quick.
And I'm watching that outside lane. They are making it work early. The Butcher brothers, Jarrett, leading his brother Cole down the back straightaway into turns 3 and 4. And I'm not sure if Cole is letting them do all the hard work of making the holes, but Jarrett Butcher is on fire. He is moving forward, and they use the outside lane to get there. Now down the back straight. Cole again to the outside of Jarrett this time.
Cole Butcher on the outside. A side-by-side battle down the front straightaway into turn number one. Advantage 53, Cole Butcher.
The door-to-door Butcher battle continues. A couple of cars behind them. You find the 89 of Donald Chisholm and past champion 67, Dylan Langmore, 97, John Fleming. They are watching that one out the windshield as Cole Butcher drives around and claims the spot from the 54 of Jarrett.
The Butcher brothers were battling for a spot, but the Reed brothers are also mixed in there as well. Chris Reed in the 31, currently in position number 8, just 3 spots behind. We're battling for that spot is Kyle Reed with the 0 car of Sean Turple. Meanwhile, a little closer to the front, the 91 of Dylan Gosby has company with the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, Pierce, Farrell, and the 08 of Noggle.
One thing you have to remember, there is $500 on the line if you finish first after 50 laps. And in the early get-go of the triple 50s, Greg Proud of that number 29 coming all the way from Prince Edward Island is leading this race. Great battle between Waylon Farrell and Nicholas Noggle for that fifth place position. Door handle to door handle coming out of turn two.
Yeah, 13 laps complete, and it's all the big red Dodge. The Dodge dealer's number 29 of Greg Proud for PEI is out front in this one, followed by the 91 of Dylan Gosby, back to the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, to the 21 of Sean Pierce, and the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. Round out your top 5. Jerry, what a run so far for that number 21. Sean Pierce looks great tonight.
Sean Pierce having a great, strong showing. And one of the drivers we're used to seeing up front quickly here at the Riverside, the 89 of Donald Chisholm. He got buried back in the field. He is on the march. When he finds a little hole, that car's got a lot of power under the hood. That big Celtic Ford, he can move it through. He just needs the room. He's picking his way through the traffic, but he's coming.
About 7 car lengths.
08 Nicholas Noggle currently running in fifth position. It's not shy to use the body. In the battle for 5th, he moved Waylon Farrell out of the way, and now running up on the 21 of Sean Pierce. Had a quick chat with some guys on pit road before the one. They mentioned there might be some hurt feelings in this field regarding the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. He's gotten into a couple of guys early this season. The 08 may have a target as this race goes on.
But you know what? He's had speed all season long and currently in position number 5 and taking a little peek at the Entice Motorsports number 21 of Pierce as they battle it out for the position. And little ways back, looks like there's a little gap back from 8th place back to 9th. Side by side between Jared Butcher, Ashton Tucker, and Kyle Reed get a little sideways on the inside of Donald Chisholm. Chisholm picks up one more and looks at that battle right in front of him, side by side for position number 9.
Yes, here comes the hometown boy, Donald Chisholm, behind Ashton Tucker and Jared Butcher. And there is quite a gap between this lead pack, but the leader, Greg Proud, half a straightaway away from the number 91, Dylan Gosby. He's been the Pied Piper from second onward.
Jared Butcher in that number 54 doing a great job on the outside lane as the number 2 of Ashton Tucker is right underneath him. But Butcher not letting him get away. Donald Chisholm, the 89, sitting right in behind him. He is waiting for the hole to appear, and you can bet the 89 car is going to shoot right through it. Behind them, the 42 of Kyle Reed, and he is really giving everything he's got because the 67 of Dylan Blakehorn, remember him, the winner last week? He's on the move.
Up in the top 3, running in third spot, back in black is the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Looks a little different this year with the new paint scheme, but the driver is the same, and right now he is following the 91 of Dylan Gosby, just tracking him down the 5 car. Looks like he's conserving the car, guys, as he is taking some laps behind the 91.
25 laps in this next time by the thrill maker. Craig Ward will go one lap down to the 29 of Greg Proud. Proud has about a half straightaway advantage. Back to the 08 and Noggle to the inside of the 21 of Sean Pierce. They're going to dance for position number 4. Meanwhile, everybody else in the top 10, Dylan Cattle of single file right now, and they're content to run where they please, except for that battle for 4th.
Well, I noticed in the Atlantic Tiltload heat races, Sean Pierce was able to make the middle line work a bit better, but right now, Nicholas Noggle is showing that lower line is the line you want to be in, although we have Craig Ward of the 02. He will slow up the 08 just slightly. Oh, it's going to be dicey going into turn 3. And oh, a little contact between Noggle and Pierce, but no one wrecks.
27 laps complete of the first 50-lap main event tonight in the Kaylee Honda Triple 50s here at Riverside International Speedway. the 29 of Greg Proud out front, and he has got a good 10 to 12 car length lead over the 91. The second and third spot, though, guys, is kind of jammed up there. You got Hicken and Gosby running for that second and third spot. Great race so far, Jerry. They're still under rip.
And they are really putting on a show here tonight, but I've been watching that 54 of Jared Butcher. That car is evil. It does not want to work tonight. He has got his hands full trying to stay out of trouble, working the low side of the racetrack, and they are going around him on the outside like a freight train.
And one car that's trying to find some room to move forward is PEI's number 8, Kent Vincent. Vincent will drive around Butcher on this lap. He has been caught in a 5-car pocket for about 10 laps. Now finds some open asphalt as he gets around Butcher. He's running with the 99 of Craig Slonwhite, and they are starting to pick off some positions.
Sean Pierce has his hands completely full. It's a battle for fourth, and now it's the 48 of Waylon Farrell to the inside. Butcher, Cole Butcher's lined up behind, as is Noggle, as is the 31 of Chris Reed. Sean Pierce, though, using that outside line. That 21 seems to like that upper groove. The 48 of Waylon Farrell digging hard on the inside. Battle for fourth with 33 complete.
Cole Butcher is a man on the move, and he is coming in a hurry, but he's in the catbird seat waiting what happens between Waylon Farrell and Sean Pierce in the 21. Up in front, it's Greg Proud in the Dodge Dealers, number 29, putting on a clinic 34 laps in this race.
Yeah, you can start feeling what you're going to end up with here in this 50-lap race, 34 laps in. You can feel the intensity picking up, Jerry. A little bottleneck right now with the 48, the 53, and the 21. They're all running real tight.
You can throw a blanket over them and you'll get them all with just one small little blanket, maybe a baby blanket. That's how tight together they are running. It's unbelievable. They are holding it together. Cole Butcher in that number 53, he can get around. He just needs that little opening. Right now he's working on the 48 of Waylon Farrell down the back straightaway with just about 14 laps to go.
Well, you got to know, down in Michigan, our friend Brad Mann is listening to this Racetime Radio broadcast. And Brad, 67, Dylan Blankhorn is in the top 10. Normally, Brad's picked to win in any race. Blankhorn had to come through the traffic. He just gets around the 42 of Kyle Reed. Blankhorn running 10th, but a big gap to close in on the 2 of Ashton Tucker.
Great little battle between Sean Pierce and now the 31 of Chris Reed. Just in front of them, Waylon Farrell, Cole Butcher, and Nicholas Noggle have got past the 21. The 31 takes a step to the inside of Sean Pierce, trying to pick up a spot. Cole Butcher looking at Waylon Farrell for a spot as we come down to 39, make it 40 laps completed, this time by for the 29 of Greg Proud.
Coming down to the nitty-gritty for the first portion of the Kaley Honda Triple 50s. In 10 laps, we will give a spin of the Riverside Roulette, and we could see a full inversion, maybe only the top 5, perhaps the top 10, or we may do nothing at all and keep it as it is.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but Donald Chisholm in the 89 Nova Celtic Ford just went down a lap, Jerry. That doesn't happen at Riverside very often.
I've been watching the 89 for the last two or three laps. Something is not right on the race car. He is way off the pace from where he had been. He's just trying to get to lap 50 and hope the inversion can help him out.
The car on the move down the back straightaway, 53, Cole Butcher leading Nicholas Noggle, and stuck right now by the 48 of Waylon Farrell as they take the high side to go around some slower traffic. Butcher is showing a lot of patience, but you know he's hungry behind the wheel of the 53. Looking to the low side down the back straightaway.
Took a little peek that time at a corner number 2. Nothing doing there. Noggle tucked in tight behind the Atlantic. Don't load 53. The 21 of Sean Pierce working around Craig Ward. He's got that 31 of Chris Reed in tow, but for the most part here, guys, I think they're just trying to ride these final 5 laps. And as I say that, there goes Noggle to the inside of Cole Butcher. He'll take a spot, and Butcher fights back.
Nicholas Noggle is trying to work his way up, but it's any guess at what can happen with 5 laps remaining in this segment of the Kaley Honda Triple 50s. Up in front, it is Greg Proud. He has got a full straightaway lead ahead of the 91, Dylan Gosby. And great side-by-side action between the 31 and Chris Reed and Sean Pierce, holding off that number 31 for 7.
Ward in the 02 just headed down pit road. He obviously has something going on. And you could hear the 89 Nova Celtic Ford, Tim, when it went by. It sounds like it's stumbling pretty bad. I think he's got an electrical problem.
Yeah, something may be amiss on that one as we close in on 2 laps to go to that
50-lap mark in this Kaylee Honda Triple 50. The 29 of Greg Proud continues to lead. He's got Chris Hughes right ahead of him in car number 82, trying to stay on the lead lap in this one. They'll come by this time and complete 49 of the 150 laps.
And really, it looks like the number 29 of Greg Proud, he may be the only guy on the racetrack that can sit comfortable and cruise out this one final lap as he brings it down the back straight to turn number 3 and 4. Out of turn 4, down the front straightaway. And he is closing in on those lap cars in a big, big way. But Proud, he's well ahead of Dylan Gosby, even as they slow down a little with lap traffic.
As they come to the line, there you go. The checker flag flies in the first 50. It is the 29 of Greg Proud. Second was the 91 of Gosby. Back to the third spot, the 5 of Hicken. The 48 of Waylon Farrell is sitting in fourth spot, followed by the 08 of Noggle. The 53 of Cole Butcher, 21 of Sean Pierce. The 31 of Reed. Back to the 2 of Tucker. And rounding out your top 10, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. And that's how they'll end the first 50. Man, that was a fast one, Jerry.
It sure was. It didn't take long to click off those 50 laps. But now I know there's some drivers who are going to make a few changes to the race car if they get the opportunity. They may not. They may not be allowed in. But, hey, you know what? Have a look there in the middle of the field and tell me if you recognize a red car with Pioneer Coal on it. That would be the 88 of George Koskulich, who started at the back of the field. We forgot to mention George, but he's going to be there come number 2, depending on what this inversion does.
Yeah, we're getting closer to finding out what this Riverside Roulette is all about. And you can see dazzling Dylan Langell down at the start-finish line. Dill, you look pretty good there, buddy.
Well, once we get all these cars passed here, I'm able to address the crowd. So, we got to spin the Riverside Roulette wheel. But first, I need a volunteer to spin the wheel. Who wants to spin the wheel tonight? Raise. Let's pick you right there. Yeah, I'm pointing at yeah, you. Come on down. As Bob Barker would say, come on down as I'm all dressed up here. We're also going to give you some Riverside International Speedway swag as well. It's almost like Wheel of Fortune. What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine. Who are you rooting for tonight?
Number 29.
Number 29. So you probably don't want to see the field get inverted.
No, I do not.
Well, you could be the master of his destiny tonight. It's all right. So we're going to get you down here, Kathy, to spin the wheel. We're going right on the track. We're going right on the track. Everyone give a round of applause for Kathy, who's going to be spinning the wheel. Now, who here wants to see a full field inversion? Who wants to see nothing happen? What about the top 5? Top 10? We're going to find out here with the Riverside Roulette Wheel. So we're going to do this quick, Kathy. Give it one gentle spin. You can see there are 2 slots with full inversion, 2 with no inversion. How you feeling?
Not so good now.
Okay, well, just give it a spin, and let's see what's going to happen here at the Kaylee Honda Triple 50s with the Riverside Roulette.
Must have certified grease on that. That thing's rolling.
That was close. We are going to invert the top 5. That means Greg Proud is going to P5. Kathy, thank you so much. You've also won yourself a little Riverside International Speedway 50th Anniversary Prize Pack. And did I hear any cheers for my getup here? You can see me from a mile away.
They can't see you in Radio Land, though, but they can hear. That is dazzling, Dylan Langell. We have got the inversion of the top 5. We're going to hit a quick break, and you won't miss a lap, trust me. We'll be back in just mere moments.
Hey, race fans. Donald Chisholm from Riverside Speedway in Nova Scotia, and you're listening to Race Time Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Race Time Radio is brought to you by Atlantic Tilt Load, specialist in the transportation of industrial equipment across Canada and the U.S. Also by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of Race Time Radio in Nova Scotia.
Don't get stuck waiting for your machinery and materials to be moved. Call Atlantic Tilt Load in Dartmouth or St. John to ask about 24-hour hotshot service. They have the equipment, drivers, and experience to get your cargo where it needs to be swiftly and efficiently. Can provide logistics planning, including escort vehicles and special move permits. They've been moving heavy industrial equipment throughout Canada and the U.S. since 1991, including overweight and over-dimensional shipments. For your next industrial heavy move, call Atlantic Tilt Load.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada, contact your TV provider for availability now.
Race Time Radio. Only on Sirius XM 167. We get you closer.
Summer is in full swing at Scotia Speed World.
Join us live
Saturday, June 22nd for live coverage of the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
I think you gotta go now.
Give me a gap, open up, you want to bring it home? Yeah!
It's Canada's Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Saturday, June 22nd at 4 p.m. Eastern for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Worldwide, only on racetimeradio.com.
Good job, bud.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Race Time Radio on Sirius XM 167. Canada Talks. And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And we are back with you live from Riverside International Speedway. It is the KLE Honda Triple 50s and the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour kicking off 50 years, celebrating 50 years tonight at Riverside. And we have the first 50-lap race complete. The winner, the 29 of Greg Proud. We had the wheel give it a spin and the top five get inverted, so that puts the 29 back into that fifth spot, moves Nicholas Noggle, the 08 car, up onto that pole for the restart. Jerry, this is going to be interesting.
Well, I would say very interesting, because the two guys that Jonathan Hicken could not get around are now right behind him. That's Greg Proud and Dylan Gosby, the 29 and the 91. The guys who were running fourth and fifth, they're now in front of them. That's Waylon Farrell in the 48 and the 08 and Noggle. But for Hicken, that five couldn't have made anything better. He's right where he was when we finished this one. So good news for him. Bad news for some guys on pit road. The 89 of Donald Chisholm, they're done for the night. That car is out. They broke a rocker arm. That 89 Ford is going back to the trailer.
Yeah, I figured something was wrong. You could hear it as it was coming down the straightaway, stumbling away. A tough, tough break for Donald Chisholm here at his home racetrack. But what do you say you get the bad luck out of the way before the IWK?
I hate to put the scoreboard up there, though, but Emily Chisholm still has a win at Scotia Speed World. So the 89 does have a win this season. It's just not the big car.
Yeah, just rub it in. Just that.
And she was on the podium last night, too.
Yeah, she was third last night. Yeah, good stuff. Cars were able to pit. And they have all returned. The lights are out atop the pace car, and we're about to do the next 50-lap main event here in the Kaylee Honda triple 50s as the green flag flies.
And very quickly, Nicholas Noggle gets that 08 car out in the lead. The 48 of Waylon Farrell, he's right on his tail. Here comes the 5 of Hicken as the front three are in single file, getting to turn 3 and 4. They'll come around to complete lap 1 of this 50-lap segment. Noggle in the lead.
Noggle shot off that front row to get around the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Pulls ahead by a car length. Here comes Jonathan Hicken up at the back end of the 48. Sorry, it was the 48 of Waylon Farrell that was on the outside there. So the front three single file. Greg Crowd already up to the 5th. He got around the number 91 of Dylan Gosby.
Sean Pierce is stuck on the outside in about position number 6. The 2 of Ashton Tucker to the inside, looking to pick up one more spot. And they're lined up on the inside of Sean Pierce, Kent Vincent, Dylan Langhorne, and Craig Slonwhite among those next up to try to get a position on the 21. The only driver stuck on the outside until about position number 11 or so, where you see George Koskulik side by side with the 44 of Russell Smith Jr.
The 53 of Cole Butcher also stuck up on the outside behind the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. Cole Butcher came into the pit. They took the left rear wheel off. They were inside making some adjustments. And hopefully they've got that car better. Looked to me like a lot of drivers had some very loose race cars. They needed to get a back grip.
Jonathan Hicken is up on the wheel and digging a hole down low on the 48 of Waylon Farrell, just trying to help that car creep up the racetrack. Coming on the number 5 as he continues to battle for second spot.
Ashton Tucker continues to take a peek underneath the 21 of Sean Pierce. Pierce will roll the top at a 2 and take that position back. Single file through about your top 10. Jonathan Hicken continues to look to the inside of the 48 of Waylon Farrell. There's a little bit of a gap now from Farrell all the way up to Nicholas Noggle, about a quarter of a straightaway.
Down into turn number 3. It's Hicken on the inside of Farrell as they come out of 4. Hicken in that number 5 car, side by side with Farrell as they go to turn 1 now. Hicken nosing ahead as they come out down the back straightaway. Half a car length. For Hicken, he's got to get by that 48 cleanly. He does. Now, setting his sights on the 08 of Noggle, it's Hicken in the 5 running second.
The 67 team of Dylan Langhorne was betting on 10. They wanted that 10 spot inversion because that would have put Dylan Langhorne on the pole. It didn't happen. He's still got 9 cars ahead of him, but he is running 9th now behind the 8 car of Ken Vincent. 67 doing it the hard way.
2 of Ashton Tucker continues to look underneath the 21 of Sean Pierce, but it's closed in the 8 car of Kent Vincent, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, and the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. Intense racing about mid-pack, top 5 or single file. Everybody else fighting for a spot outside the top 5.
And there has to be something about starting on the pole tonight, because Nicholas Noggle in that 08 has about a 10 car lead on Jonathan Hicken in the 5, who has the 48 of Farrell, the 29 of Proud, the 91 of Gosby, all riding the back bumper.
A little bit of a swing out of turn 2 for the 8 car of George Koskulik. Back end came around a little bit looser than he wanted. That had the 53 of Cole Butcher taking a deep breath as he runs right behind the 88 car. Butcher so far caught up in traffic in the middle of the field, running to the outside of the 42, Kyle Reed.
They continue to go single file up through about your top 5. Back to the 21 is Sean Pierce, who has that 2 car glued to the back bumper. Takes a little peek to the left rear quarter. Can't do it. Ashton Tucker falls back into line. George Koskulik has his hands full mid-pack. He's got Kyle Reed making a move on him. And then the 53 of Cole Butcher now setting up the Nova Construction 88.
Big battles everywhere here at Riverside International Speedway. And the inversion of the top 5 is really benefiting that 08. Nicholas Noggle well out in front of Jonathan Hicken, followed by Waylon Farrell in the 48. And the driver who lost his lead because of the roulette wheel, number 29, Greg Proud, sitting in fourth place. The excitement is really building here as we're going to reach the 100-lap mark shortly for another roulette wheel spin.
And if there's one driver who's going to be able to tell you how to run the high line here at Riverside Speedway, talk to the 21 of Sean Pierce. He's been on the outside since the green flag came down. The number 2 of Ashton Tucker's been riding underneath him. He's been forced to run that outside lane to hold on to that 6th position. And now, finally, he gets in front of the 2 of Tucker. He's going to stay in the high line.
Just behind that battle, you find the 67, Dylan Langhorne, the 8 car of Kent Vincent, and the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. Vincent has been up and down the racetrack as Blankhorn drives from the inside to now pull ahead of the 8 car. 99 Craig Slonwhite finds some room down low. He'll now go door to door with the 8 car of Vincent.
And they begin to line up right behind him. The 40 of Robbie McEwen, the 42 of Kyle Reed, and the 53 of Cole Butcher just behind Slonwhite in the 99 in a position in number 10. Then a little gap back to George Koskulik. Great little battles all over this racetrack. Looks like a battle for third about to intensify. The 29 of Greg Crowd has caught the 48 of Waylon Farrell.
A three-car breakaway from second all the way until fifth. Jonathan Hicken, Waylon Farrell, and the 29, Greg Crowd, who led the early stages of the Kaley Honda Triple 50s here at Riverside International Speedway. And now a battle for sixth place. Sean Pierce having a great run inside the top 10, trying to hold off Ashton Tucker in the number two. Meanwhile, here comes Black Betty Dylan Blankhorn sitting in eighth place.
And the battle's starting to form up a little closer to the front. The 29 of Greg Proud, that big red-white Dodge, he is on the back bumper of Waylon Farrell's number 48. He is looking, I think, to make a two-car pass. He wants to get by Farrell and the 5 of Jonathan Hicken all at one time. He's just winding it up.
Jerry, you were talking about the outside lane and the 21 of Sean Pierce. Well, 76 laps are up on the scoreboard, and other guys are looking to the high side. Dylan Blankhorn has picked up a spot on the outside. Cole Butcher is testing the high line as it starts to come in, and we are inside of 24 laps to the next caution.
And we pass the halfway point in this 150-lap feature. 77 laps completed in this Kaley Honda Triple 50s. Battle for second continues to intensify. Jonathan Hicken, Waylon Farrell in the 29 of Greg Proud. Dylan Blankhorn is on the march. Black Betty to the inside is Sean Pierce as they duel it out for position number six. And Dylan Blankhorn seems to be on the move. He likes that inside line.
Yes, he does. Dylan Blankhorn trying to get around the number 21 Entice Motorsports car of Sean Pierce. And Sean is making that middle line work as best as he can. Now he is cleared by the 67 Dylan Blankhorn. Up in front, it's Nicholas Noggle benefiting from the inversion of the top five at lap 50. But soon enough, in about 20 laps, we're going to do it all over again, potentially.
Clean air means a ton here tonight as the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. He's got about that same 10 to 12 car length lead over the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Back to the 91, the 48 of Farrell, and the 29 of Greg Proud. What a race so far, Jerry. Man, these guys are laying down some laps.
They are picking up positions, and the drivers we expected to come to the front, they're getting there, but they're doing it a lot more slowly than we're used to. That break in the action just seems to take away the momentum. Dylan Blankhorn, normally we don't see 80 laps on the board, and him still running back in that mid-pack.
I watched for 4 laps as the 29 of Greg Proud could run up in the middle of the corner and get to the back end of the 48 of Waylon Farrell. Then Farrell would drive off of the turn and pull some distance. We're now inside of 20 laps to the break, and the 29 car has backed off. He's a little more than a car length behind the 48. I think Greg Proud is lying in wait.
Blankhorn still on the move to the inside. He goes on the 91 of Gosby and makes it look easy. The 67 now up into the top 5, but he's got a little ways to go to catch the 29 of Greg Proud. About a full straightaway between the 29 of Proud and the 67 of Blankhorn in 5th. Meanwhile, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle about to catch the tail end of the field. The 0 car of Sean Turbo just ahead of the 08 of Noggle.
Speaking of Sean, Sean Pierce has been battling with Ashton Tucker for the past 15 laps, and Kent Vincent in that number 8 wedging his way into the top 10. Cole Butchers on the outside sitting in 10th place in front of the number 42. Mostly single file racing. Sands the number 31 and George Koskulik in the 88 duking it out. Now Jared Butcher goes around John Fleming. He'll snag another position as we get to the closing laps of segment number 2 of the Kaley Honda Triple 50s.
88 laps complete for the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. This win would be huge and propel him into the final 50 here tonight in the Kaley Honda Triple 50s. This is the second 50-lap race, if you're just tuned in. I'm Joe Chisholm, along with Jerry Paxton, Josh Paxton, Tim Terry, and dazzling Dylan Langell here tonight at Riverside. 90 laps complete. Incredible, Jerry, and they're still rocking and rolling.
And if there's one thing I think the drivers have learned, It's at the last 50 is what matters. A lot of drivers look like they're settling in because the inversion could upset anything they might achieve. They're going to wait and see where it shakes out. But now they know what they've got. They know how it's going to work on a 50-lap race. They've got another 50 to go when we hit that 100 mark, and that's what they're waiting for.
For 40 laps, the leader 08 of Nicholas Noggle has been untested out in front in open asphalt. He has now run up on a five-car pack of slower traffic, and so far, teams content to ride along behind them as lap number 93 goes up on the scoreboard.
The two of Ashton Tucker has his hands full with the eight of Kent Vincent. Cole Butcher looking on just behind them in position at number 10. If it rolls the 10 or it spins the 10, Cole Butcher might be the luckiest man at Riverside, but right now he's got a nice little battle in front of him. Tucker on the outside, Kent Vincent on the inside.
They're duking it out, trying to get every single position they can. And as we sit, $500 would be going to Nicholas Noggle if he's able to hang on to this lead for five more laps. We will do another spin of the wheel in five laps here at Riverside International Speedway. He is working his way through some lap traffic, but as you mentioned, Tim, I think he's just going for a little Saturday drive here.
It looks like it, and he has got a whale of a run going here tonight. How about the two, Tim, of Ashton Tucker? That guy's consistent, and he is coming through the field.
And I don't think he's showing everything that he has yet, as is the case for the eight car of Kent Vincent to the inside. Vincent had a lot of consistent speed at Scotia Speed World en route to a fourth place finish last Saturday night under the lights in Halifax. But now the eight of Vincent battling with the two of Ashton Tucker. That's for eight. We're coming up on two laps to go until that caution flag at lap 100.
And it is noteworthy. We cannot invert the whole field at the end of this 50-lap main event. So we'll find out more as we get a little closer here. Just 98 laps complete. Now 99, Jerry Paxton, here we go.
Nicholas Noggle takes him down the back straightaway. He's got a whole pack of lap cars in front of him. He's being cautious. He's being patient. There's a long way back to the five of Jonathan Hicken, who runs in second spot.
100 laps are up on the scoreboard. 08 Nicholas Noggle started on the front row in the second round alongside Raylan Farrell. He will lead this field back to the break. Nicholas Noggle is the winner of the second round of the Kaylee Triple 50s at Riverside International Speedway.
So here's your top 10 after the second 50-lap race. The 08 Nicholas Noggle wins that one. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken in that second spot. The 48, the Pride of Newfoundland. The 48 of Waylon Farrell is in third spot. 29 Proud, 4th. Blankhorn in 5th. Gosby, 6th. 21 of Pearson, 7th. The 2 of Tucker in 8th. 9th spot, the 8 of Kent Vincent. And rounding out your top 10, the 53 of Cole Butcher. We're about to get another spin, Tim.
We're about to get another spin. I see Dazzling Dylan making his way down to the flag stand area. We're getting ready to stop the cars. We'll get them doubled up. And you mentioned it, if we get an inversion of 5, Dylan Blankhorn would be on the pole position. We get 10, it would be Cole Butcher. There's two big names. If we get 0, I'm interested to see what Noggle can do up in front and see if anybody behind him potentially saved anything for this final 50. It's a spin of the wheel. Dylan, are you excited for this?
I'm ready. Now, from this side here, I need a volunteer, and you're going to get some swag if you do it. You got to be over 19. You, sir, right there. Come on down.
Looks like Dylan has his next
this guy
victim.
Right. Well, unless you guys want to rock, paper, scissor quickly. Who's going to go? Because he came at the same time. Rock, paper, scissor. Do you not know how it works? We got a winner. Sir, what's your name?
Shannon.
Shannon, who would you like to see win the Kaylee Honda Triple 50s tonight?
I think I'd like to see 29 winner tonight.
You're picking Greg Proud again. We already had a previous. Kathy picked Greg Proud. Well, Greg right now is sitting in fourth place. If we get another top five inversion, he could be moving up a little bit. We'll get you down here. We'll give you a swag bag as well. Come on down here.
As they make their way down to the racetrack and down to the roulette wheel, the Riverside roulette wheel. I want to get a quick word with Ken Cunning, the general manager of the tour. Kenny, so far so good, man. What a race.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of exciting. It's throwback, obviously, and you guys have talked about that. That used to be a lot of double 50s and a few triple 50s. So I think it's very fitting, given this is the 50th year for Riverside Speedway, and that's something that should be celebrated. It doesn't happen a lot in racing, so I think it's great. And the boys are doing a good job out there, and they came to race, and we've got guys that are at the front that are staying at the front that aren't usually at the front, so that's good. That's cool.
Okay, down to you, Dylan.
Thank you very much. And this time around, there is no chance of a full inversion, but we still have top five inverted, top ten, or potentially no inversion on top of the Honda Ridgeline from Kaylee Honda. Shannon, what do you think is going to be happening?
I probably predict maybe no invert.
Well, we only waited one way to find out here. Give her a spin on the Riverside Roulette. Well, what a change of events. We're going to invert the top 10.
Oh, baby.
Thank you, Shannon. There's your swag bag. Well, who's sitting in 10th originally? They're going to be sitting in first.
Yeah, that'd be the 53 of Cole Butcher, according to the scoreboard on the backstretch here. We will step out, take a quick break, and break it down when we come back for the final segment. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Summer is in full swing at Scotia Speed World.
Join us live
Saturday, June 22nd
for live coverage of the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
I think you gotta go now.
If you gap open up, you want to bring it home? Yeah!
It's Canada's Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Saturday, June 22nd
at 4 p.m. Eastern for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Worldwide, only on racetimeradio.com.
Good job, bud!
Racetime Radio is brought to you by Atlantic Tilt Load, specialist in the transportation of industrial equipment across Canada and the U.S. Also by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of Racetime Radio in Nova Scotia.
If you're a Springsteen fan, you just found the promised land.
Hey,
hear rare interviews and performances. Concerts.
Is there anybody alive out there?
Celebrity guest DJs.
This is Rob Lowe.
Hey, baby, it's Little Steven here.
And more exclusives when listening to Bruce Springsteen's channel.
Welcome, Bruce Springsteen,
to E Street Radio, your home away from home.
Great to be here.
E Street Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 20.
Don't get stuck waiting for your machinery and materials to be moved. Call Atlantic Tilt Load in Dartmouth or St. John to ask about 24-hour hotshot service. They have the equipment, drivers, and experience to get your cargo where it needs to be swiftly and efficiently. Can provide logistics planning, including escort vehicles and special move permits. They've been moving heavy industrial equipment throughout Canada and the U.S. since 1991, including overweight and over-dimensional shipments. For your next industrial heavy move, call Atlantic Tilt Load.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Taking you all the way to the track. And back. It's Racetime Radio.
And we are back with you live tonight at Riverside International Speedway. It's the Kaylee Honda Triple 50s, part of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Out here on Canada's East Coast, we are at Riverside International Speedway. As the field begins to double up. Tim Terry, this is the one. Now, this is the final 50 of tonight's Triple 50s. Now the points come into play. Now everything happens, and we got a top 10 inversion.
And now where do you find yourself in this field? You really have to set yourself up for this. Nicholas Noggle was oh so good on that run, but now he'll start in position number 10, Cole Butcher. You might want to think that maybe he saved some stuff, maybe laid in wait a little bit. Kent Vincent had some solid speed last week at Scotia Speedrow. He'll line up in second. Ashton Tucker third, Sean Pierce fourth, and Dylan Gosby in fifth. Blankhorn, Proud, the 48 of Farrell, the 5 of Hicken, and the 08 of Noggle in 10th. I just got a text message from Kelly McIntyre. I know he's crewing for the 21. He said, my heart is beating out of my chest right now. I know they're proud down there on pit road, waiting for this 21 to roll from position number 4. Pace car is in. Butcher on the loud pedal. Green flag back out to Kaylee Honda 150.
Lots of sparks come flying out of the 42 car, but it's probably just low pressures, or it could be Jerry. I don't know.
I'm not sure what's wrong with the 42. Looks like he's getting up to speed as they head down the back straightaway finally. But up in front, Cole Butcher is not getting that gigantic lead. He had a good start, but he's not getting the lead we saw in the earlier 250-lap sessions. But all of a sudden now, oh, he turned up the wick in a big way. They're doubled up behind him. Cole Butcher starting to stretch away all by himself.
When the Riverside roulette wheel came up with 10, I nearly got tossed off the trailer, hanging out with the two-time IWK champion crew of the 8-car, Ken Vincent. He moved up to second spot, started on the front row alongside Cole Butcher. He's still running in second, but the distance is getting big as Butcher is checked out and gone. Vincent's rearview mirror is full. The two of Ashton Tucker is knocking on the door.
It's a scramble from second on back. Blankhorn to the inside of Gosby as they exchange positions. Gosby on the outside, Greg Proud trying to kick the door down on the inside of the Atlantic Dodge Dealer's Dodge. He'll do so to the bottom of the Heinz Paving 91, side by side in sixth.
And Dylan Blankhorn in that number 67, determined to get to the front. He almost turned the 91 and Gosby getting under him as they went through turns one and two last time around. That's how he got the position, and Proud took advantage of the 91 of Gosby until Gosby gathered it up. He's in front of the 29 once again. They are not messing around now. They know how fast this 50 laps is going to go. The only way to the front, you may have to push.
How about the 08 Nicholas Noggle? Led all laps in that second segment, got tossed back to 10th. He's up to 9th now as he gets by the 5-car Jonathan Hicken in a battle with the 48 Whalen Farrell. It's Noggle down low, Farrell up high. Give Noggle the advantage down the front straightaway.
And Hicken in tow right behind the 08 of Noggle, trying to get that position back. Farrell still kicking around on the outside line. Jonathan Hicken goes to the inside. The Farrell's excavating 48. Just ahead of them, Sean Pierce continuing to use that outside line. The 91 of Gosby on the inside, working that thing at 5th.
And Ashton Tucker in that number 2 getting a little racy. He's on the back bumper of Kent Vincent's number 8. And he is giving him a little notice. I got a faster car. Kent Vincent said, no, you don't. He starts to drive away.
67 on the move. Dylan Blankhorn up to 4th. He has caught the number 2 of Ashton Tucker. Down the back straightaway. He brings with him the 91 of Dylan Gosby. 4-car freight train down the front chute.
It's time to go now. That battle for second intensifying. It's Vincent. He's got Ashton Tucker on the back bumper. Blankhorn to the inside. Little bit of contact there. It opens the door for the Autorite Service Center 67. To the inside he goes on Tucker. Side by side at third.
Just like the song, a little ram jam from Black Betty. 67 Dylan Blankhorn shoves Ashton Tucker in the 2 on the high side. And he snags third. He is on the hunt for Kent Vincent in that number 8. Fantastic racing here tonight at the Kaylee Honda Triple 50.
114 laps complete. Your top 10 look like this. The 53 of Cole Butcher is out front. Second, the 8 of Vincent. Third, 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Fourth spot is the 2 of Tucker. Fifth, the 91 of Gosby. Sixth spot right now is the 29 of Greg Proud. Seventh is the 08 of Noggle. He was your last 50 lap winner, along with the 8, and we got
problem
the
for
21.
Sean Pierce in the 21.
Oh, man. Tough break for Sean Pierce in the 21. He is still going. He's very slow down the front stretch on the inside lane. We'll see if the caution comes out. Looks like things are going to remain green as the 21 limps it back to the pit area. Rounding out your top 10, the 48 of Farrell in ninth, and the 40 of McEwen in 10th spot right now. 118 laps complete, Jared.
And the 67 of Dylan Blakehorn made the pass on the 8 of Kent Vincent. He is up into that second position. And you know Cole Butcher's spotter said, the Blakehorn is coming.
It was a bold move by Blakehorn to shake down the 8 car, get Vincent to open up a lane. Vincent now with the 91, Dylan Gosby lined up behind him. And they are still going at it for that third spot. Vincent not out of trouble yet.
We'll see what the 67 car of Blakehorn has. Meanwhile, behind them, the 91 trying to loosen up the 8 car of Kent Vincent. The 2 of Ashton Tucker tucked up tight. The 29 of Greg Proud looking good. Just outside the top 5 right now. But this is where they've got to start to move. We haven't had a ton of cautions here tonight, Dylan. So you really got to show it here. We might go green to lap 150.
Aside from the 2 stoppages for the roulette wheel spins, we've had no cautions. And a driver who has not benefited in the least from those spins is Greg Proud in the 29, sitting right now in 6th place, side by side with Ashton Tucker. Up in front, a driver who really benefited from that top 10 inversion. Cole Butcher well out in front, but don't forget, Black Betty won here last September, and he is on the charge.
123 laps complete of tonight's triple 50. It is the 53 of Butcher out front. Admittedly, says that Riverside may not be his favorite racetrack. I spoke with his crew earlier today. Said, how much you want to bet if that 53 car goes to victory lane? You have a brand new favorite racetrack, Jerry.
No doubt about that. But right now, Cole Butcher is watching in his mirror to see how much of a gap Blakehorn is closing in on him slowly, slowly. And he's watching that lap counter, 125 on the board. He knows he's got to stay in front of Blakehorn for 25 more laps. That's not an easy task when Black Betty's working the way she is tonight.
Cole Butcher in the 53 at the front of the field. At the other end of the spectrum, we find the 54 of Jared Butcher, who will soon be in the windshield of his brother. The 54 car, Jerry said earlier, has been evil. Watching him run up high, he's doing all he can to hold on. He was in a 5-car battle at the back of the field. It's slowing down now, but a tough night for Jared Butcher, coming off a podium finish at Scotia Speed World last week.
Ashton Tucker has his hands completely full with the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Hicken continues to work the inside, the 2 of Ashton Tucker to the upside. Hicken may clear the 2 here, and the 08 of Noggle, but a poke the nose to the inside of the White Lightning. Auto center number 2 can't get there, though, at a corner number 4. They'll continue to race down the front straightaway as the top 2 have checked out for the rest of this field.
Kent Vincent was passed by Dylan Gosby 2 laps ago, but Kent Vincent does not want to give up third position that easy, working his way under the 91. A little bit of contact. Greg Proud, now another Islander, trying to get in the battle for the podium finish in 3rd spot. 20 laps remaining in the Kaley Honda Triple 50s.
And those members of the Potato Posse aren't showing any favoritism or any help from one another, as the 91 of Gosby, the 8 of Vincent, the 29 of Proud, and the 5 of Hicken all looking to make an advantage. But boy, the contact between the 29, the 8, and the 91, you know there's determination, as now the 29 of Proud goes to the outside trying to get around the 8 of Vincent.
And just one position away from that 4-car battle, we find the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. He is tapping on the back door. The 2-car of Ashton Tucker. Tucker using up all the racetrack he can find. But now into 1 and 2, Nicholas Noggle puts the 08 car down low. They battle it out down the back straightaway.
That's the battle for position number 7. Just ahead of them, Greg Brown has gone to the upside of Kent Vincent, trying to take that spot away from the 8 car, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Also a part of that battle. That is the battle for position number 4. As we close in on the waiting laps here, this time by Butcher, will have 15 laps to go in the Kaley Honda Triple 50.
Greg Proud and that the Dodge Dealers, number 29, working his way on the outside around a fellow Islander, Kent Vincent, but in stride with him is Jonathan Hicken in the number 5. And as we come to the closing laps here at the Kaley Honda Triple 50s, Dylan Blakehorn is starting to gain ground on Cole Butcher, number 53. And by the way, he's coming up on slower cars.
And now the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken takes advantage. He gets under the 8 of Kent Vincent as the 5 of Hicken moves up into 6th spot. But I don't think he's got anything for that 29, a great crowd of the 91 of Gosby in front of them. Those two are going to battle for P3.
Heads up out of turn number two. 53, Cole Butcher runs up on the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. about six cars behind. Here's the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. They are sharing a straightaway, and every slow car in front of the 53 is helping the 67 close the gap. There's about 10 laps to go.
Butcher can't look behind him right now because Dylan Blankhorn is closing. He puts one car between himself and Black Betty, the 44 of Russell Smith Jr., in between the two leaders. And oh, by the way, Turple's about to go a lap down, and Jared Butcher next up on the list for his brother Cole.
It's almost like a wall between the 53 and the 67. Cole Butcher using the lap cars to his advantage to block number 67, Dylan Blankhorn, 10. Nine laps remaining here at the Cayley Honda Triple 50s. As we're getting down to the wire, getting down to the finish, Cole Butcher will go around his brother Jared, but don't forget about that 67. He's still on the charge.
142 laps complete. Just eight more circuits around Riverside International Speedway to settle the Cayley Honda Triple 50s here tonight. The 53 has got a great race car, but here comes Dylan Blankhorn. Closes the gap now, Jerry, down to about three car lengths.
And Blankhorn has cleared all the lap cars that were between him and Butcher. It's now a one-on-one battle as Butcher comes out of turn four down the front straightaway. He's chasing down the 31 of Chris Reed. Not what he wanted to do, but here comes another group of lap cars. And Cole Butcher's going to have to pick it carefully because Dylan Blankhorn is only about five car lengths away. One mistake, one bobble, and Blankhorn will be there.
It took 140 laps, and yet another Maritime Pro Stock Tour race is coming down to Butcher versus Blankhorn. We are inside five laps to go in the Cayley Honda Triple 50s at Riverside International Speedway.
Lap traffic going to come into play here. The 53 of Butcher up on the 31 of Chris Reed, George Koskulix, and Chris Hughes. Dylan Blankhorn is closing. It's down to two car lengths with just three laps to go. Joe, can he get there?
Oh, man, he is there. He is right behind the 53 as they close in turn number 3-4. There is a couple of lap cars, twin sticks in the air. They flash down into turn one and two. And the lead shrinks now to just one car length. And now even less than Terry as they come through 3-4 as the white flag flies. They
under the white flag, and Cole Butcher is going to try and take this one home. He's got the 67 of Blankhorn one car length away. Down the back straightaway, he stretches it out to 1.5 lap cars as he comes around 3 and 4. But heading to the checkers, it's all Cole Butcher. He will win the Cayley Honda Triple 50s at Riverside.
Oh, my God.
And the 53, Cole Butcher, finally gets a win at Riverside International Speedway. He will pull into victory lane. And I know we will hear from the top three and more here tonight on the broadcast. 150 laps in the books. I'll give you a quick rundown as they are on the board. The 53, Cole Butcher, wins at 67, Dylan Blankhorn in your second spot. The 91, Dylan Gosby in third, 29 Proud in fourth. Fifth was the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Sixth, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. 2 for Tucker is 7th. 8, Benson in 8th. The 48 of Waylon Farrell in 9th, and 10th spot, the number 40 of Robbie McEwen from PEI. As the 53 goes for a victory lap, he's got the checkered flag in his hand, doing a little donut down the front chair.
One happy driver for sure in that 53 car. We could see him going doing the Kulwicki backward lap. That's what we're going to call it here tonight, as he takes that checkered flag for a loop around Riverside Speedway.
The Polish victory lap here at Riverside. The 53 has got that checkered flag out the window. What a proud night for the number 53. If you thought for one instant that the Cayley Triple 50s were going to be a wreck fest, my friend, you were wrong. Caution-free tonight, other than the stoppages to reset the field. We had a spin of the wheel, we inverted 5. We spun the wheel, we inverted 10. And how about this? We got a winner in Victory Lane, Tim Terry, along with Josh Paxton. Let's throw it down there, Josh or Jerry. Who you got?
Well, we're standing here by the number 91, and Dylan Gosby is making his way out of the car as best he can. He might be just a little bit weary after that one. I think that was no? You're ready to go another 150?
Well, I don't know about that. We kind of melted her down there the last couple of laps. There wasn't much left, but it's great to come home with a podium, man. The year kind of started out rough. We wrote one car off and got another one a little smashed up there in Scotia, so it's good to come back and hopefully turn the season around.
That triple 50 format, you were doing real good in the first one, and then those inversions started.
Yeah, no, I was trying my best to save some tires and brakes for the end, and I mean, I managed enough to get a third, I guess, but just barely. She was a handful there, a couple of laps.
Dylan Gosby bringing it home in third.
Throw it down to you, Timmy.
Your feature winner finally at Riverside is Cole Butcher. It took you a long time to master this place, but finally, and a little help from that wheel behind us, you get into Victory Lane. Talk about what was going through your mind when the crew said 10.
Well, you know, I was watching the mirror, 67. He had the car to beat all day between me, him, and Jonathan, I feel. But, you know, the lap cars played in our favor, and the Wheel of Fortune, it played in our favor also. So I can't thank everybody enough. Atlantic Tolo, Top Construction, Hanging Up Fisheries, Irving Blending and Packaging, Crown Halifax, PFC Brakes, Swift Springs, Mom, Dad, Olivia, Jarrett, Greg, James, Pixie, Kirk, Huey, everybody. We wouldn't be here without them.
50th anniversary season here. You've come so close to winning here at Riverside before, including this race last year. What does it mean to finally conquer Riverside?
It means the world to me. We've won it every single track that I've raced at in my racing career. So, you know, It's a pretty big thing to me and my team, and we don't have to worry about this one anymore.
So you said part-time at the start of the season. Does this change anything now with two feature wins?
No.
No. Okay, IWK 250. Is that next up on the list here at Riverside to try to win?
You got that right. We're going to put everything we can into that race, and hopefully we'll meet you here again.
We'll see you in 2 weeks in Scotia.
Thank you.
That's the 53 of Cole Butcher, the winner of the Kaylee Honda Triple 50 at Riverside. Finally, the 53 in Victory Lane.
And I'm going to step up now with runner-up in Dylan Blankhorn. How many more laps did you need to get around that 53?
Oh, man, I think one more. You know, if it was 151 laps tonight, we would have had something for him. But, you know, hats off to them guys. It just shows, you know, why they're, you know, two-time champs. You know, they come in, make a change. We were kind of him and Han. I wish I would have come in now, but, you know, that's why they won the night. They come in, you know, made a change and made their stuff better. But then, I mean, the 10th place, and then he got the pole. That helped a little bit, too. But, you know, what do you do? I think we had to use our stuff up a little bit past. I think we restarted 6th there, and we just had to use it up a little bit to, you know, try to get by them guys. There's a lot of good cars tonight. And then, you know, he had a 15 car length lead, and there, you know, Wade was giving me lap times, and I was catching him, you know, half a tenth a lap, you know, when we only had, I think, 35 to go. But, you know, like we said, it was my fault. I should have come in, made a change. I just got to obviously thank Quinn Florin, everyone that helped out today, Blake Horns, Autorite Service Center, and we got beat tonight. But if you guys if you don't have Van Doren shocks in your car or a Van Doren chassis, you're not going to win many races. So give Butch and Johnny a call. They'll hook you up. They definitely helped me a lot the last few years, for sure. We wouldn't be where we are today without them guys and their help and knowledge. So anyway, we'll take some notes and move on to the next one. Hopefully get better.
Well, we know you've got the notebook for the IWK 250. We saw tonight this car has got some sprint in it. Are you going to have the durability to get through 250 come IWK?
We got one sitting at home. I think it's going to be a little bit better. So, we're going to get that one together and bring that out.
The wheel was not his friend tonight. When he was 10th, it said, let's invert 5. When he was 5th, it said, let's invert 10. But hope is on the horizon. He says there's an even faster car with 67 on the side, ready for July.
Just amazing. Great job down there, guys. Let's throw it down to Jerry Paxton. I can see he's with the driver, the number 21.
Sean Pierce, that was a run of a lifetime tonight. You had such a good run going. What happened?
Yeah, the car was really good all day. Just come up a little short from making it to the end. Rear end broke on us.
Was there any, other than the rear end issue, could you have stayed right up there?
I could have stayed up there. The car started to get a little tight. Each of the segments towards the end, it would get really tight, and I'd lose a couple spots. But we managed to stay up there in the top 10. It was kind of, it's always good to be in the top 10.
Going to Scotia next 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. We'll get her back together. We'll be at Scotia in 2 weeks.
Now you got her set up for the IWK. You know what to do.
Well, I hope. Hopefully we can write the numbers down. We go home and put it on the scales. And when we come back, hopefully it's the same.
Sean Pierce, a really good run tonight. The rear end let him down.
Tough deal, but a great night, as mentioned, Jerry. I can see Josh making his way down pit road there. Who you got there, Joshua?
I got two guys. I'm going to see if I can break into their conversation rudely on my part. Jonathan Hicken, Greg Proud. Greg, to start with you, you got through that first 50, and then the wheel just wasn't your friend, but the car looked great tonight.
Yeah, it's one of the better cars we've had. It was consistent, like, I'd say really and truly the way it was going tonight, whoever was in the lead was going to win. And, the inversion sucks.
It was definitely not good for the 29 tonight. Could you take any notes from what you did tonight and apply it to IWK later on?
Oh, yeah, we'll come back with this and just make a few tweaks. It was one of the better cars we've had for a while. It's the same setup as we had last year at the IWK, so at least it backed it up.
Thanks, Greg. And quickly over to Jonathan Hicken. John, you had your hands full tonight coming through some traffic in all three segments. And is that a fun night for you or frustrating?
It's fun in some reasons or some ways. It's just, I don't know, we had a pretty good piece all day. Heat race ran well. Started good. Just run 100 laps, keep the fenders on it. And invert, like Greg said, just pretty well screwed us for the night. But I had a good car to get back up to the front. Just 50 laps, not enough.
We're really excited at Racetime Radio. Our first trip out to PEI is coming up in July. Anything you can say to the listeners? What can they expect when we get out to Prince Edward Island?
I think we're going to have a pretty good piece there. We're going to get up and do some testing a couple of nights, see what we got. It's a pretty fresh car. There's only three races on it. All in all, it's pretty friggin' steady right now. Fury Race Cars, Chapman Brothers Construction, Redline Sport and Cycle, Morris Industrial, Voigt's Fabrication, everybody that helps out, very much appreciated.
Thanks, Jonathan. And you can watch the Potato Posse was hot tonight here at Riverside. They'll be on home turf come Canada Day weekend.
Absolutely. It's going to be dynamite. We get out to PEI, Oyster Bed Speedway. Looking forward to that coming up June the 29th. We will have that race for you live. First time live from PEI, and we're looking forward to it. Now, I usually talk with Ken Cunning. We heard from him earlier. Scotty, don't you go anywhere. New director for the series. Scott Cunning, what did you think of that one?
I thought that was a great race, Joe. The boys did a good job. Spotters did a great job getting everybody lined up in the inverts. And these guys were wheeling race cars tonight. So,
much flack, if you will, out of the drivers' meeting. Did they have much to say in the drivers' meeting coming into Triple 50s in a totally different format?
No, they were all pretty good. They just questioned on some of the pitting, non-pitting, what numbers can get inverted, things like that. So they went in to the race with their eyes open, knowing what was going to happen. So.
Well, you did a phenomenal job, bud. I heard lots of good things again. You're lighting the lamp and taking the torch from the old guy here. That's a good deal.
No, I appreciate it. Tonight was pretty easy on my part, actually. These guys wheeling it like that, it makes it real easy on my side of things. So them getting lined up and racing, it went well.
Well, you look at it, too. Not one car, I don't believe, not one car has got a wrinkled fender even. These guys bring them off the racetrack after 150 laps, inversions and everything that got thrown at them, caution-free. Amazing.
It is amazing, to go 150 laps. I guess we had a couple breaks, But to be up on the wheel all the time for, you know, 50 straight laps, and then you get a little bit of break. But, you know, that's impressive. It takes a lot of concentration, a lot of skill to be up on the wheel for that amount of time.
Well, you know what it's about. You're one of those kind of guys, or at least you were. Now you're up on this side. You like the new role?
Yeah, it's fun. It's an adjustment to what I'm used to doing, but I'm learning as I go, trying some new things, trying to make this show a little better if I can, working with these guys. And I think tonight was kind of proof in the pudding that it's a pretty good show.
Absolutely. Well said. That is Scott Cutting. He is the race director. Now, let's see here. Timmy, where'd you get off to? You got anybody, bud? Okay, no Tim. I will drop that one off. Jerry, how about you? Josh?
No, we're down in front here on the front straightaway, Joe.
I see you now. I see you guys down there. Okay, closing thoughts. Josh, let's start with you, buddy.
Joe, I'm going to take from tonight and say it was a lot like Vegas, baby. There are some big winners out here in celebration, and some other guys just left it all on the table. It wasn't their night with the Riverside Roulette. But what a race. That was incredibly fast. The Triple 50 format, celebrating the anniversary. What a rush and what a ride. Can't wait for the next race with the Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Okay, now you there, Mr. Jerry.
You know, after watching that Triple 50, I remember why we kind of drifted away from them. The drivers don't like them. The fans love it, but the drivers aren't quite as excited about it. You know, I talked to a couple of guys over in the pits, and they said, it's great until you get that inversion. You don't know what to do with your car. You just don't know. So they love it. It was great. What an amazing race to watch. The inversion just set it up beautifully. And, yeah, cool. As they said, if you got the pole, it was bye-bye time. You were gone. And as Dylan Blankhorn said, one more lap, it might have been a different ending. So what a race to watch. Great night. Green to checkers. How often do we get to do that?
Yeah, beautiful night. Tim Terry, I see you have got your microphone there. What do you think of this one?
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Great racing here. And we had a couple of cautions, and it definitely changed the complexion of this race. Nicholas Noggle dominant in the second stage. You look at the 29 of Greg Proud. Lots of speed out of the 29 in the first half. And then that 53 car waited, got that inversion at 10, caught the inversion, and had to hold off a hard-charging Dylan Blankhorn at the end of it. Another great race by the Parts Trucks Pro Stock Tour. Can't wait to do it in 2 weeks. And Dylan, dazzling. I mean, I haven't seen a cameraman like this in a while, so... What do you think about this race?
It was incredible. To do the roulette spin, that was so much fun. I'm glad the crowd loved it, and it really changed things up. You got a driver like Greg Proud who was sitting pretty in first and then was sent back to fifth, and I believe was sent back even further when we did the 10 inversion, and we didn't know what to expect. We weren't sure we were going to fully invert the field or if we were going to do nothing at all, but... It's so exciting, and I think we're going to set up for a very exciting IWK 250 coming up in July, and next or 2 weeks away, the race at Scotia Speed World.
And by the way, you need to get some sleep. Where are you going tomorrow?
Oh, yes. If you want to come do some dirt racing tomorrow, Valley Raceway, Melvern Square, we have our opening day because Mother Nature doesn't like racing. We were supposed to do it in May, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and thank you all for coming out tonight for the first race for Riverside.
And, Joe, I get to go to Lake Douse at Motor Speedway tomorrow in Yarmouth. So we both need to get some sleep down here. These young whippersnappers like us need to get a couple of hours of shut-eye before we go on the road next. Where are you going tomorrow?
Tomorrow we'll be at the hotel and then on one of those swoop things taking us back to Ontario to get reset for Sauble Speedway. But you're off to Newfoundland here shortly, too.
Yeah, actually, next weekend I get to go hang out with Mike and Bob. The Smith Furniture and Appliances 100 for the Eastbound Park round number 2 for the NASCAR Home Track Series and the NX divisions. You've seen them over there before. Owen Groves and Wayne Walsh, Josh Collins, Brandon McFarlane. Going to be a great show over there. So if you're on the island next Sunday, head over to the Smith Furniture and Appliances 100. And I get to shoot the breeze with Mike James. It's like the two old men on top of the Muppets. It's great.
You're going to have a blast. Good job down there today, guys. Dynamite stuff. Let me give you the unofficial results for tonight's Kaylee Honda Triple 50s. Your winner, the 53 of Cole Butcher. Your second place finisher, the 67, Dylan Blankhorn. Third spot goes to the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Fourth, the 29 of Greg Proud. Back in fifth spot, a number 5, Jonathan Hicken. In 6th spot, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. 7th spot was the 2 of Ashton Tucker. In 8th spot, the number 8 of Kent Vincent. 9th, the 48 of Waylon Farrell. 10th spot, the number 40 of Robbie McEwen. 11th, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. In 12th spot, the 82 of Chris Hughes. In 13th spot, the 88 of George Kaskulix. In 14th spot, the number 31 of Chris Reed. 15th spot was the number 54 of Jared Butcher. 16th spot, the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. 17th was the 0 of Sean Turpel. 18th spot, the 21 of Sean Pierce. 19th spot, old five-time, the 95 of John Fleming. 20th spot, the 42 of Kyle Reed. In 21st spot, the number 89, Nova Celtic forward Donald Chisholm. And back in the 22nd spot was the 02 of Craig Ward. So that's how the unofficial results look. Of course, everybody's got to go through tech and do all the fun stuff over there with the Oval Outlaw in that tech garage and his staff. We'll see how they all make out. I would imagine everything's going to clear, and those will be your results. But keep it tuned to Race Time. We will keep you totally up to date. Our next live broadcast is going to come to you from the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150, and that comes up in just a couple weeks' time, and it'll be live from Scotia Speed World. We're looking forward to that, and we sure hope you enjoyed the show here tonight. I got to thank Mike Kaplan, along with all the broadcast crew, for doing what they do to bring everybody what took place here at Riverside International Speedway. Got to thank Susie Q back in the Racetime Radio studio for getting us all wired up. But that's going to do it for us here tonight at Riverside. Have a good, safe weekend, everyone. And we'll see you at the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. If you can't be there, be sure to tune in to Racetime Radio. Have a good one, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.